Let's turn now to an industry that's going strong in a weak economy, independent testing labs. Manufacturers hire them to make sure that products meet all government regulations, and they test everything from water to circuit boards to the part of their business that's really booming, toys. NPR's Jenny Gold paid a visit, carrying a few of her favorite playthings.
With his shaved head and wireless frames, Galen Morris looks a little hip for the office park outside Baltimore where he works. He has a liberal arts degree in history, but after a stint in the Navy working as a nuclear power plant operator, he found the testing industry.
It's an industry that I never knew existed. Between FCC certifications and FDA certifications and all the different regulatory agencies in the world that look at things, the average consumer has no idea. It's all behind the scenes. And it's pretty interesting.
Morris is general manager of Trace Laboratories, a certified independent testing lab in Hunt Valley, Maryland. They also have labs in Illinois and Shanghai, China. For the past few years, Trace has mostly been testing chemical levels in drinking water and looking for faults in electric circuitry. But Morris says recently they've been adapting to meet the needs of a new client, toy makers. A new federal law requires toy makers to have their products tested for lead and phthalates. To find out how the tests work, I brought a few of my own toys to the lab.
This is our handheld XRF analyzer.
The company's senior scientist, Keith Sellers, pulls out a plastic tool that looks like a hot glue gun.
A hot glue gun on steroids, yes. You know, it looks like something out of Star Trek.
Sellers grabs my pink doll and takes aim.
I'm shooting on the eyeball. All we have to do is pull the trigger and hold on.
Within about a minute, he'll have a good idea of how much lead is in the doll. Here's how it works. The gun bombards the doll with a powerful X-ray beam, exciting the electrons inside. Those electrons emit energy back out at a particular wavelength. The gun then analyzes the wavelength and the intensity of the energy to figure out exactly how much of a regulated chemical like lead is present.
I think your little dolly here is clean.
Next, a more sophisticated analysis. But first, technical director Steve Keller seems to relish prying apart my 99-cent matchbox car.
We get to break them, smash them, grind them up. Oh yeah, that's always fun too.
Then he reaches for my plastic horse.
Wait, hold on. You're about to amputate the leg off of my little toy horse.
I can pick an ear if you'd rather do an ear or part of the tail, whatever. I'll stop there.
They take those tiny pieces, weigh them out carefully, throw in some acid, and pop them in a special microwave. The goal here is to turn the solid toys into liquid. 1 hour later, they have
liquid horse.
That's liquid horse hoof.
Liquid horse yes. Leg.
Now the hoof is ready for a final analysis by a carefully calibrated machine about the size of a mini fridge. They hook up the beaker, and the liquid hoof is slowly pumped up into the machine. This test is a lot more accurate than the quick scan by the gun. Good enough to satisfy toy makers and the government that the lead level of my horse is far below the federal requirement. Total cost for testing my horse? About $250.
It is amazing how many people contact us. I, in the time that we've been sitting here talking, I've had 4 different contacts, people looking for either phthalates or lead or some other metal in a toy or children's product.
Testing might be a windfall for Trace, but at $250 a model, it can add up pretty quickly for toy makers.
My name is Jamie Seeley Kreisman, and I am one of the owners and managers of a small toy company called Becca Incorporated in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Kreisman started Becca in 1973, mostly making wooden toys like blocks and train sets. He says Becca toys have always been made with a low lead content, but now they have to pay to prove it, testing every type of toy they make. The total bill comes in at $30,000 a year.
For us, it's very likely going to be the difference between being profitable and not being profitable.
Especially in a recession. But Kreisman says the government could dish out a $100,000 fine if he fails to certify that his toys meet the new lead and phthalate limits. So spending $30,000 is worth it to him. And with those kinds of customers, Trace Labs expects to turn a strong profit this year. Jenny Gold, NPR News.